The Australian Council of Social Service says despite the last 20 years of economic growth, inequality between the richest and poorest Australians has grown. An ACOS study has found that the richest 20% now earn around five times as much as those in the bottom 20%. It also found that inequality in Australia is higher than the OECD average, and the majority of wage growth has gone to the richest 10% in society. ACOS has urged federal, state and territory governments to address the growing problem as a top priority. Will Ockenden reports.
It's a report which takes a wide-ranging and in-depth look at inequality across the country. And what it finds is that income and wealth is becoming more and more concentrated in the pockets of fewer people.
Whilst we are nowhere near yet where, for example, the United States is in terms of the divide in the community, we are clearly heading in the wrong direction.
Dr. Cassandra Goldie is the chief executive of the Australian Council of Social Service, which has published the report.
We've had a big trend here in terms of disproportionate growth of income for people at the top end compared to those at the bottom.
The ACOS report, titled A Nation Divided, finds that when compared to the OECD, inequality in Australia is higher than average. The gap between the richest 20% and the poorest 20% has widened over the past 20 years. While strong employment growth over the last few decades has seen real wages go on average up by 50%, most of that has gone to the top 10%. That group of people, finds the report, saw their pay packets rise 72%. That's compared to the bottom 10%, who only saw a 16% increase.
We are seeing here a significant real growth in the overall income for people at the top at the expense of people on the bottom. And quite clearly, this is a problem both socially but also importantly economically, as the IMF has alerted us to with an important report just last week, that if we're serious about economic growth, concentration of income and wealth in the top is bad for the economy. Wages growth for people on the bottom has largely been through greater participation in work, working longer hours, but at the top it's been a straight up increase in pay. So but those generous bonuses, very well known in the IT and financing sectors. And so we've had some significant heavy lifting being done by low paid workers.
The people most likely to find themselves at the bottom are over the age of 65, non-English speaking, or those reliant on government payments. Those outside the capital cities and in states like Tasmania and South Australia are also likely to be down the bottom. Dr. Cassandra Goldie says governments right across the country need to focus on inequality as a top concern.
First priority is to make sure that people are paying their fair share of tax.
There's perhaps no surprises that Dr. Cassandra Goldie says there's need for reform over capital gains tax discounts, negative gearing and superannuation tax concessions.
We have had this significant growth in wealth driven by both increases in property prices and also the investment classes. And we know that structures like negative gearing, capital gains arrangements, those superannuation tax concessions, the tax loopholes that enable people to structure their financial arrangements at the higher end to minimise their effective tax into the general revenue is a big problem for us. And again, we are saying the government must be prepared to take on those kinds of policies.
Dr. Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service, ending Will Ockenden's report.